Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's another program here today on our podcast here at 91.5 FM and at our lighthouse.net. So if you ever need to go back and find a program, you can go over to the church website for Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. It's ourlighthouse.net. Click on that. There's a Turn the Light On tab right there on the website, and you can catch anything you missed any time of the day. So we hope that you stay current and just enjoy hanging out with us here on the program. Today I've got my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin, here with me.
Hello, happy to be here. How are you today?
We're just looking to throw a topic out and just start talking about everyday life with the Lord.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
So what's our everyday topic that with we want to throw out and talk about?
How about with God, all things are possible?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
There may be boundaries, but God put a gate in the fence, and his name is Jesus. He opens the door that no man can open. And in Matthew 19:26, it says all things are possible with God. Did you know there is 149 verses in the Bible on healing? And there are 28 stories of physical healing in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
That's really good. We actually did a series back when Cher was on the program, and we did all the different miracles of Jesus in order. And it was a powerful, it took us a while to do that. So
I have some stories in here about healing, and so I just thought we would read some of these scriptures and talk about
it. Nice, I love it.
Do you want to start with the reading of the Mark 9:14-27?
Yes, I would. So Mark 9:14-27 says this, "And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, 'What are you discussing with them?' And then one of the crowd answered and said, 'Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not.' And he answered him and said, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.' When they brought him to him, when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood, and often it has thrown him both in the fire and in the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.' And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.' And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, 'Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more.' And the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, 'He is dead.' But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose."
That is powerful. And did you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us?
That's right.
That we have authority to cast out devils and demons. We have the authority to pray for the sick and see them recover.
That's right.
And we can even speak in tongues. I love the scripture in verse 23 where it says, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And then when the father says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. How many times are we in a situation like that where you're dealing with something in your body?
All the time.
And you're just like, I know the truth. I know by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I know that the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sickness and disease. But why am I still dealing with this? Why do I still have high blood pressure? Or why do I have a headache when I wake up in the morning? What is going on? You know? And a lot of people are wondering, like, does God still heal? Because these things are happening in my body. And I see right here in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus Christ, anointed by God, went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. And in the scriptures, we see where he casts out a devil out of this person and everything, and he heals sickness and disease. So why am I dealing with this right now when I'm trusting and believing God?
Yeah, that's something that we all face in our lives. And it does boil back down to 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe. And, you know, I never look at somebody and say, well, you don't have the faith, so God's not doing anything. I think that's ridiculous. There's so many circumstances and situations in this life that come at us. And I believe that there are obstacles that God helps us to walk through them. But I think a lot of times maybe we're growing, we're maturing, and we're having to figure out, where am I going to stand on this? You know, I have a headache today. Am I going to take an aspirin? Am I going to pray first?
Or am I going to do both?
Which one am I going to do? Or
am I going to do both? Maybe I'll do both. I'll take the aspirin and speak the word.
It says, if you can believe. So I do see a challenge for faith. And I see in the scripture that it says that all things are possible to those who believe. So I think God's challenging us to believe him, to believe his word, to believe in the strength that comes from having Christ in us, the hope of glory, and being able to walk through this life. And I see this father who just wants nothing more than his son to be healed, or his child to be healed. And he's like, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. See, I think we can have faith and have doubt at the same time. You know, we can believe, but, you know, there's still these doubts that creep in. And I believe that with God, all things are possible. So in believing that, I have to overcome those little doubts, those little foxes that spoil the vine, little things that come at us. And I see this even in the disciples. You know, Jesus is like dealing with a guy who went to the disciples and they couldn't do it. So they're all doubting themselves now. They're like, wow, this is pretty intense. And then Jesus comes up to him afterwards and he's like, some of these things, it takes prayer, it takes fasting, it takes other things.
To build your faith.
You know, yeah, you have faith, but you need to strengthen your inner man and your spirit man and have even more faith for some of the more difficult obstacles that people encounter.
Right. I love the verse in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Jesus Christ, anointed by God, went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Yeah, I mean, it says
awesome.
All in that. So all who were oppressed. I think that comes all the way to today and to your life, to my life, everybody.
And sickness is put on by the devil, not by God.
That's right.
In Matthew 15:30, great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them all.
It's amazing.
In Psalm 103, 2 and 3, bless, O Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, for who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. So does God still heal? Yes, he does. Because it's in Hebrews 13:8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a healer, he's a restorer, and he is a deliverer. And whoever believes in me will do the works I have done, and even greater works will you do, because I go to the Father. And that's in John 14:12.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful when you think about it. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I have done. Jesus has done some amazing things. You know, Jesus walked on water, saying, so the things I've done, you'll do an even greater thing. So you can walk on water? Well, I mean, do you believe you can? I mean, I tried, but I left my cell phone and my towel, everything over by the water, almost expecting to come out wet when I did it. So did I really have faith?
Right.
Maybe not. But the things that he's done, we'll do, and even greater things will we do, because he has gone to the Father. And what he's basically saying is that I have made you ambassadors. I've made you powerful people in my kingdom, and by atoning for us and forgiving us and showing us the forgiveness that we've received from God, we now are able to, you know, go into all this world and preach the gospel. What is that? The gospel is the good news that you can be healed, that you can be set free. You can be delivered in your life now because of what? What Jesus has done for us. Can you deliver yourself? No. Could the disciples deliver this boy? No, they couldn't. But Jesus could. And Jesus said, you know what? You just keep coming after me, keep moving towards me, keep pressing in, and you're going to see even greater things than what I've done happen through you in the world. And we are seeing incredible things happen here at Lighthouse. We're seeing it happen in the world. People are being healed. A lot of people are being healed, and the world tries to keep that stuff quiet. You're not going to see that on the local news.
Right.
That somebody's been touched, somebody's been healed, their cancer vanished, or things happen, because this world is bent on darkness and it doesn't want us to lift up the name of Jesus. It doesn't want people to be drawn into him and into the kingdom of God. It wants you to stay hidden in darkness and live your life in sin and never know who God is at all. But we are able to see all these things happen because all things are possible with God.
Amen. I love Mark verse 16, chapter 16, verse 18. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So we pray for some people and sometimes they don't get healed. So we go, why? Why did this person not get healed? Well, one thing is God will not override someone's free will. So we don't know what someone's been speaking or confessing over their lives when we're praying and believing God for their healing. For all we know, they could be saying, I'm never going to make it out of this situation. I'm probably just going to die from this. I mean, in their heart, they could be thinking that. And you're praying and believing in God and standing on their on the promises of God. But they are in their mind and heart thinking, well, I'm not going to live. I'm just going to die, you know. So you don't really know what someone is thinking in their heart. And so sometimes you wonder if that could be an obstacle. I know for me, I prayed for my dad and believed God for his healing. I was like ready. I had my Bible. I'm like, this is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm believing God right now. He's going to be healed. And then when I got there to the hospital, he was gasping for air like a fish out of water. And I mean, he had cancer in his lungs, and I was just looking at him, and instantly my faith just went woo. I felt like a deflated balloon. At that point, I was like, oh no, Dad, you know. And I just lost my faith because I looked in the natural and I saw him the way he was. And I was just like, wow, I know God can do it, but I don't know if I have the faith to believe, you know. And I prayed for him and he wound up passing away. And the one good thing is that all my life I prayed for him to give his heart to the Lord, and he did give his heart to the Lord. He got baptized. I know he's in heaven. I have the peace to know that he did get healed.
Yeah.
Not the way I wanted, not to see him walk out of the hospital and be a part of our lives, but he's not suffering. He's in heaven. He's in glory. And I'm going to see him again and dance on streets of gold with my dad.
Yeah. Well, I think many times we can look at believers and I can say every believer is healed one way or the other, whether they, you know, are healed when they walk into eternal life or whether they're healed here on this earth. But I think that is a definite obstacle that you know, with God all things are possible, and our faith gets shaken, like you were saying when you looked at your dad. But we have to continue to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us. And we have to be able to believe that God is more than able to do what it is that needs to happen in our lives. And we have to trust him with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. You see, I think that the biggest obstacle that people face in all of this, if all things are possible, why aren't we seeing all things happen? And I think it's trusting in the Lord and leaning not on your own understanding. We're trying to get God to do things our way, and his ways are different than our ways. And things happen in certain situations that don't seem right to us. But you know what? God is ultimately in, you know, involved in all of this stuff. Now, some people die early.
Right.
Some people die before their times because of the way they position themselves in this life. And they don't position themselves with the word. They aren't speaking the word there, but others do. And I've seen them die. Some, I think, as martyrs and others just as victims. But either way, I do believe that so many things need to be looked at and considered with the word of God in mind that are just being not considered. God's really challenging us to believe him, and we're running around and we're trying many times, but then sometimes it feels like we're failing in that.
You know, it's pretty wild because I've known of people who said, when I went to ask if they wanted prayer, they said, I don't want to lose my disability check.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shoot, if I pray for you and you get healed, then you won't get your disability check anymore.
Oh, what a bummer.
I was like, wow, then you could actually go work and make money and not be in pain. You would think that you would rather have that than to be in pain. But I guess some people, they're just relying on that and they don't want to get better, I guess. I don't know. It was really weird. And I had one time when we went to a yard sale and this lady was talking about how she had this choking problem where she would start choking and gagging and stuff and where she couldn't even breathe. And you said to her, well, do you want me to pray for you? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And you're like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I like the attention I get when I'm choking. And I'm like, what? Yeah, everyone gathers around me and I just really get a lot of attention. And I was like,
wow.
Okay, well, I think I would think of something else I would rather do for attention, like just start singing randomly. I'm singing, I'm in a yard sale and I'm singing. I'd much rather get attention like that than be choking.
Sure.
And being in pain and getting attention that way. But yeah. Believe it or not, some people have embraced their sickness and they've accepted it as a way of their life. Like, well, this is how I'm always going to be. And they'll say that, like, oh, I'm going to have this the rest of my life, or I'm never going to get any better. Or they'll say, I'm only going to get worse and eventually I'll end up in a wheelchair. Or they'll say, I'm going to be on this medication the rest of my life. That's what they're confessing and that's what they're putting their faith in. But when we're speaking the word of God and the truth of his word, we don't want to rely on those words that the doctor might have said that you need to be on this the rest of your life and you can continue taking it, but you can still stand on the word of God and believe that you don't have to take
life over yourself.
Believe God that you're healed by Jesus' stripes and I'll continue taking the medicine until I don't need it anymore. And I'm believing God I'm not going to need it anymore. And even though the doctor said this is something I have to do for the rest of my life, I'm trusting God he's going to look at the report and go, well, you know what? I'm looking at this report. I don't think you need this medicine anymore.
Right.
I think it's lowering your blood pressure too much. You don't need this. You can stop taking this. And praise God, that day will come.
You know, we're saying with God all things are possible. What seems impossible to you today? What seems like, I don't think God could ever do that in my life? It could be reach that unsaved loved one, that person in your life. Could be a medical thing. It could be a financial thing. What looks impossible to you? I think really, if we were going to roll all this into one big key moment, it would be to say this, you know, healing is possible. Breakthrough in finances is possible in Christ. And all things are possible to those who believe. And help my unbelief, God. Help me where I'm doubting, when I'm struggling, and when I'm fighting through all of these things, when the situation doesn't work out and it doesn't look like I thought it should look. Help me in that moment to continue to trust that you are for me, that you love me, that you want me to succeed in this life and in this world, and that all of heaven is behind me and ready to assist and help me to be who it is that, you know, God is calling me to be in my life. And in spite of it being and looking and feeling impossible, all things are possible to those who believe.
So if you prayed for someone and they didn't get healed, I'm sorry that the outcome isn't always the way we want it. I mean, like I said, I prayed for my dad. He went to heaven. I have good friends that passed away that I was trusting and believing for a different outcome. But we don't always know why. There are some things that we don't understand and we won't understand until we get to heaven. But I want to tell you, don't let yesterday's disappointments keep you from the promises today, because he is mighty to save and he will never let you down. He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. So just keep putting your trust in him. With God, all things are possible. Just keep that mustard seed of faith and keep trusting God. and waiting for that breakthrough.
Yeah, it's a whole nother way of doing life. You've got to just cut over and lay aside every weight. You know, the Bible says, cast your care on him because he cares for you. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He is able to carry some of the burdens that we are not able to carry in this life. And I've seen grief. I've seen people struggle. I've seen battles. And I've seen people fight. And I've seen people fight and win. And I've seen people fight. And it seemed like they didn't win. But guess what? They did win because they're believers. And if they lost their life fighting with all of their heart to see and be who God had called them to be, you know, their reward is secure. And they're going to meet God. And God's going to look at them. And he's going to go, well done, good and faithful servant. And, you know, it's such a difficult thing to navigate, you know, and just talking about it even, I'm like, wow, there's just so much to unpack in this topic of, you know, all things are possible. Well, and then the whole dynamic of what's looking impossible and everybody struggling. So we hope you guys are getting something out of the program today, and that God is actually encouraging you that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could even ask or think, according to the power at work within you. And that's the power of Jesus in our lives. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about that power of Jesus in our lives and how that can, you know, change our situations and circumstances.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We've been talking about with God all things are possible and things that look impossible and how we need Jesus to overcome those things. Let's take one last look at a little story in the Bible. And, You know, we've got in John 5 the story of the man who was paralyzed for 38 years laying on a mat by a pool. And Jesus looked at him and he asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man answered, he said, "The angel comes to stir the water and I have nobody to put me in. People jump in front of me." And, you know, I love it because Jesus is looking at him and he's like, "I didn't ask you who's helping you or who's not helping you." You know, and that was from episode of The Chosen. I remember that. And he said, "But I'm asking you, do you want to be healed?" And all things are possible if we can look to Jesus. See, he was looking to his circumstances and what could or couldn't happen based on the water being stirred and everybody going in front of him and everything happening that way. But I think we need to just look to Jesus.
Amen. Because he's the one that's going to make the difference in our life. By his stripes, we were healed. So keep your faith and trust in him. Just quote the scriptures. Speak the word of God over yourself. If you're taking medication 3 times a day, at least 3 times a day, you should be speaking the word of God over your life, over the circumstances.
Yeah.
And saying, "Thank you, Lord. Even though I'm having to take this pill right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you that by your stripes I'm healed and I don't have to take this medication anymore."
Yeah.
You still can take it, but just
take
the
that
word
pill,
with
but
it.
Take it with the gospel.
Like
add
I do.
Add the gospel to it, right?
Like I do with my glasses that I use for reading. I say, "Thank you, Lord, I have 20/20 vision." Every time I put my glasses on, "Thank you, Lord, that I have 20/20 vision."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm to the age where people say, "Oh, at this age, your
You're
eyes
just
fail
there.
You.
It's okay.
But
it's
I
part
don't,
of life.
I don't want that over 40. Your eyes have to go bad. I don't want my eyes to be dim. I want my eyes to have 20/20 vision for the rest of my life. And so I just thank you, Jesus. I have 20/20 vision as I put my
glasses
on.
Believing that all things are possible.
And I say, I don't need glasses. Even when I put the glasses on, I say, I don't need glasses. People might think you're crazy. Like, what do you mean you're not need glasses? You're wearing them right now.
But
yeah, exactly.
One day you're going to put them on and everything's going to be blurry.
Exactly. Because I'm still trusting and believing God that I don't need glasses.
I see it. It's faith. It's standing in calling those things that be not as though they are,
believing
is what it says
God
in,
is a God
in the
of
scripture,
impossible.
And that he is able to do it.
Amen.
And, you know, I just want to take a quick moment and invite everybody out. We've actually got, you know, tomorrow night, it's going to be Friday the 13th. We're going to be having a great concert with, you know, the protest.
And Marshall Huffman.
And it's going to be at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa Village, right in the traffic circle. You don't want to miss this show. We're bringing in a really good band, and we hope that you guys enjoy. It's going to be a free show. Come on out, celebrate, and rock the house with us there at the community center in Cocoa Village. Tell friends, tell people, bring them, and let's rock for the King of Kings.
The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7, but definitely come early and be ready to fellowship with people and hopefully bring some people, neighbors and friends that are unsaved, bring them to the show because this is going to be a life-changing moment for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Really hard topic. You know, this was a real challenge, but believe that all things are possible to him, you know, who is able to help you and keep you from stumbling. That's Jesus.
Amen.
In your life, man. He loves you. He's for you. And God bless each and every one of you. Jesus.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.